There are thousands of extra police patrolling the streets of London tonight. They're putting on a massive show of force aimed at ending days of rioting and looting. 10,000 officers have been drafted from outside the city. For Londoners so far, it's been a day of cleaning up and demanding answers, as Vicky Barker reports.
In the leafy West London suburb of Ealing, police officers politely wave homecoming commuters away from the road which saw the worst of last night's rioting.
This is still not usable, okay? Thank you.
The Starbucks, the bedding parlor, the chic boutiques aimed at the middle-class professionals who live here, all boarded up. The only vehicles allowed past the police tape are street sweepers, police cars, and glaziers vans. Lee Barringer has been repairing windows all day.
We've done about 7 shops and we've still got about 3 more people waiting for us. Some of them are a little bit irate now because they want to go home, but so do I.
Liz Pilgrim's dress shop was gutted by gangs of rampaging teenagers last night. What they didn't steal, they smashed.
They are feral rats. What are those parents doing? Those children should be at home. They shouldn't be out here causing mayhem. I'm absolutely livid, as is everybody else here.
I want to say, can you hear me at the back?
London's Conservative mayor, Boris Johnson, visited another targeted neighborhood, Clapham Junction, today. Johnson came to praise and publicize volunteer cleanup crews. Instead, he was confronted by angry store owners.
Tonight we are going to have a huge number of police on the streets.
At 5 o'clock we knew they were going to hit, and no one was here. I was in the salon when a brick got through the window. And no one was here to defend me.
And that is why we are putting many more police on the street.
What about Mark Duggan? What about the response to his family?
The woman confronting the mayor was hairdresser Onelia Giratano. Last night, she and her staff spent hours locked in the back room of her salon, cowering in terror as rioters destroyed the business she'd spent 10 years building. She is among those here who say they don't understand why Britain's police and politicians won't send in the army.
Why aren't they going to do that? Isn't this serious enough? London is turned into a zoo, and no one is doing anything.
But the government says Britain is a society that polices by consent. Sending in troops would make neighborhoods appear under occupation, make the people in those neighborhoods feel like outcasts. They insist the best way to deal with the lawbreakers is through the law. Hundreds of arrests will lead to hundreds of prosecutions and convictions, they say. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
As Vicky notes, London has been largely quiet this evening. Thousands of police from around the country have been drafted to help London's Metropolitan Police. But there are reports of significant clashes between police and gangs of youth in some of Britain's other major cities. In Manchester, hundreds of youth are reported to have battled with police in the center of the city. In Nottingham, police say a group of 30 to 40 men firebombed a police station. And there have been clashes in several other towns and cities north of London, including Wolverhampton, West Bromwich, and Birmingham. We'll have more on this story elsewhere in the program. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.